Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, you know what? Let's talk about what stresses you out, right? That'll put a smile on your face on this Tuesday. Top 10 nagging questions that can instantly stress us out. And most of them pretty much have to do with us forgetting stuff at home.
Curious if this made the list from a texter. What's stressing me out? Possibly being knocked up by my best friend of 15 years while listening to him stress out about his pregnant crazy ex. What's a girl supposed to do?
Oh.
Is that on the top 10?
Wow.
Probably not.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot to unpack with that one.
Yeah. Sounds like a really fertile dude.
Yeah.
That very true. And what's a girl supposed to do? Well, if you're going to continue to have sex with them, maybe make him wear a condom.
That would be a thing.
Crazy.
Or you take the morning after pill. Why would
I mean,
you?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you really didn't want to have that kid, I don't know what to tell you about all this.
Mm.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I'm guessing that this would be number one if it was on the list.
That's number one. It's not on the list, unfortunately. It's number one on her list, but not on the list.
Being knocked up by a man who already knocked up another woman.
Yeah, you figure that would be number one on this list, but it's not. Didn't even make the top 10.
Jerry.
didn't make the top 10, Steve. Did I lock the front door? That's number one.
Oh. I nowadays, most of the time I'm leaving my house, we're going out through the garage, so through the back. But I'll sometimes turn around my car to make sure that the garage door fully closed, because in my head I'm like, well, what if something happened and it opened up again? Because that happens from time to time.
Oh, right.
But back when I was a kid and, you know, leaving through the front door, I would be obsessive compulsive. Like, I would shake the door, make sure you couldn't unlock it, just because I would have those moments of, I'd be like 10 blocks away from my house and think, I didn't lock my door. I don't know if I did. And of course I did.
You know, of all the things I have, I don't have that one. And I do have a lot of obsessive compulsive types of, like, did I set the alarm? Did I set the alarm? Yep. That kind of thing. But I don't have the lock the front door one.
It's probably because you have the alarm, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If somebody did try to go in with the door unlocked, it would set off.
There is that, yeah. And you know what? I also go through the garage like Steve, so I hadn't thought about that. I do watch that garage door to close.
Yes, 100%.
I just back out slowly, and then by the time I can't see it, it's already, like, it closes right when it gets out of view shot for me.
See, I wouldn't be worried about it not closing. I'd be worried about somebody kind of doing a barrel roll and getting into the garage before it closed.
Yes.
Oh, the Indiana. Jones.
Yeah.
I think about that sometimes early in the morning when it's dark. I'm like, I got to keep an eye on this. What if some random guy just wants to kind of roll into my garage?
Right.
Steal my goalie gear.
He's just been kind of hanging out in there, just chilling, waiting for you to get out.
Mm-hmm. Or a cat.
That too.
It's one or the other.
Yeah, the cat
poop
thing.
Everywhere.
Or the deer. See, because we'll have deer come to our house. And so that's something I got to look out for. It's like, what if they just decide they want to go in our garage? Then they're going to go crazy because they can't get out and wreck everything. So, yeah.
My fiance will body check the door to make sure the door is locked and secure.
Oh, nice.
I get it.
Number two is my number one.
Uh-oh.
Do I have my phone?
Yep.
Huh. That's number one for me.
I literally freak out a little bit every morning because I always leave my phone on the couch. And I'm, like, walking to my car and I'm like, where's my phone? And I do the...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you're texting while you're doing it. You don't realize it.
That is actually true.
Phone?
Yeah.
I've done that before. Where the hell's my phone? Oh, yeah. I'm on it.
I'm a pocket patter.
Excuse me?
Yeah. I'm a pocket patter. I'm always slamming myself in the pockets just to see. Well,
still talking about phones and wallets.
I'm always slamming myself. And I also check to see if I have a phone. Yeah. I don't know if you guys watch me, but I will just pat my pockets from time to time just to make sure I've got my ID and got my phone.
I do the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing, but it's a little weird because I have a vest and I put my wallet in there and sometimes my phone, so it looks like I'm just kind of patting my ribs or my boobs.
Yeah, you're doing the Macarena.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
I always wondered what the hell you were doing, Vicky, because I thought, is she molesting herself? Well, let her do what she wants.
Pocket padding.
Okay.
I'm doing the same thing as you.
Ah, well,
everywhere.
Yeah. See, you've got pockets in more special places than I do.
I do.
My biggest one is, did I bring my key card for work?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? I know I have my keys because I'm driving. So it's like kind of hard not to have my keys in that situation. Although my friend one time, he drove to the White River for painting the grass. And he has one of those the key fob type things.
Yeah.
So we got his car was running and started and all that, but he left the key at his house and was able to continue to drive.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
So we got there, not until you realize I left my keys at my house and I'm already a few miles away from my home.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's, you're right.
Just keep
that.
It running in the parking lot. You should be fine, right?
Oh, yeah, if you mean running all day long at painting the grass, sure, no problem.
Yeah, right. Oh, if he shuts it off, he can't start it again.
Right, because he doesn't have the key with him.
Oh, then that's not cool.
No, that sucks.
Oh. Damn, dude.
But yeah, the key card for work, I always, that's the one because I'm like, gosh, then I got to call some, you know, it's a pain in the ass.
That's what the parking pass, too. That's the worst one. Like, I can call somebody, I don't mind that so much, but if I have to park my car or pay for the parking, I get so mad at myself.
Or I don't know if Danny has had this because we both use the same gym, and in our gym, in order to get into the gym, you use your key card that gets you into the building. So a lot of times, I just keep that in my jeans, and then I go off and do my stuff in the gym, not realizing now I don't have the key to get back into the locker room.
Oh.
And so I gotta, like, awkwardly watch another man as he's working out and see when he starts making his way to the door, and then just kind of just jump up right behind him.
It's only awkward because you end up licking your lips while you do that. So yes, you got to knock it off.
No. Yeah.
And I hold his hips because I want to make sure I get in.
Well, yeah, that's how you do it, man. It's a line dance. Number three is, do I have my keys? So that's up there on the list, no doubt about it.
So you said, damn it, I'm halfway to work, and you guys just made me realize I forgot my wallet with the key card in it.
Oh,
hey, we're helping you out.
Oh, yep.
You're welcome.
Sorry, dude. That sucks. Oh, I hate that.
One person is Chris and Fife. I got to make sure I have everything with a quick pat down. Spectacles, testicles, wallet, and watch.
Well, the spectacles, like for me, I wouldn't be able to see a damn thing. So I know if I don't have those working or the contacts, because I would be like, oh, hey, everything's blurry. I am not going to be able to drive like this today. I'd know that. Do I have anything to make for dinner is number four.
Yeah. Hey, what's that worst that happens?
Yeah, so I thought you just go to the store and get something.
Or you got to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Or Uber Eats. Yeah.
Or Jimmy John's. They're freaky fast.
That too.
Yeah, I wonder why that's tough for somebody unless it's your job to be the one to make dinner for everybody and you feel the pressure. I don't know.
Or maybe they're like one of those crazy health conscious people that actually plans out their meals.
What the hell's wrong with them?
Make sure they're eating healthy.
I think it's more stress of, hey, do I have this one ingredient? Because nothing's worse than you're starting to make food, it's on the stove or in the oven, and you realize you're missing that one ingredient. So you have to stop everything, go to the store, and come back.
Yeah, you need me on that one. Because that's who I am for my wife. Oh, because she never checks. She's just like, that, even though she doesn't live here, and she'll come up and she'll cook for like, she goes, I can't believe the spice is in here. I go, you know, you don't live here. I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff that's not here. I mean, that's the whole idea.
Yeah, if you want it, you better live here.
Yeah, well, I would just check. You know what I mean? That's what I would do. It's like people are cooking and doing stuff, and you haven't been here for months, so of course the stuff wouldn't be the same. Check before, okay, I'll go to the store and get you what you don't have. And then multiple trips sometimes, because then I'll come back and then she'll be, oh no, we don't have them. Like, are you really? You just go and check everything you need.
That's what phones are for.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not until I get back and then she starts cooking again. And
oh,
then it's,
okay.
And I'm like, you know, if you go over your ingredients the way they real people do.
No.
How about this one? Did I leave a window open?
Oh, especially with the Seattle weather. There are times where we'll be out and about and I'm like, crap, I think we left the window open. It's dumping rain.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Did I leave a light on? Which I think, so what if you did? I mean, people like to leave lights on when they're not in the house anyway. It makes it look like they're home.
Yeah, but everyone's all energy conscious now, and you're trying to save the environment.
Oh, not me. I got the special light bulbs that supposedly don't take energy, right? Isn't that what they told me?
Yes, they're completely fine.
Yeah, you put them in there.
Just turn on all the lights.
It heals the planet, apparently, when you turn these lights on. That's what
it provides comfort for the sun.
Yes.
The one I'm always afraid of is not unplugging my hair straightener or curler.
Oh,
so I'm always like, oh my God, did I do it? Did I do it? Did I do it? So I have to text my dad.
Because that stays on and stays hot.
Some of them do. Some of them have automatic timers to turn off.
Oh, good.
But some don't.
I have that same fear every morning, Vicky.
Oh, that's right. Danny's got an automatic hair straightener.
Me too, guys.
Yeah.
Me too. What are you straightening?
You don't want to know.
I really don't.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
You guys have
leggings straight.
Do you guys have this one? I always have a fear of leaving the dryer on. So if I leave the house, I'm like, crap, did I leave the dryer? I'm always afraid that the dryer is going to start on fire, even though it's not like an old dryer.
No, I just let it go and go.
Yeah.
Oh, I always have that fear of if the dryer's going, I got to make sure I turn it off before I leave the house, and then I can continue drying it when I get home.
Well, doesn't it get musty and stinky?
Yeah. Well, I'm not like gone for a week.
Well, I don't know. Like, why wouldn't you just let it run?
Because Steve doesn't want us.
I don't want my house to burn.
It's not going
to
burn down unless you're not cleaning out the lint trap.
Well, I usually do, but sometimes I forget.
What about the outside part of the lint trap? The lint, the one in the dryer itself is not the problem. It's what's going outside. Did you ever clean that?
No, that makes
okay. Then,
of course I do.
Then you should never put the dryer on.
Of course I do.
Okay.
One time there was a bird nest in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was weird.
So what did you do about that?
Well, I thought I was hallucinating because I kept hearing birds chirping when I was in the laundry room. I'm like, where are these birds? And then I realized it was a bird built a nest in our dryer thing.
Whoa.
So I had to get one of those. Well, I had to get the bird nest out of there. That was crappy. But then I had to get one of those things that... Almost like a guard that keeps
keeps the birds
from going into that hole.
Yeah. You don't want them to go in the hole.
No.
You don't want that. Did I lock the car?
Yeah. I'm the worst at that, bro.
That's why I love the little bob, the fob thing, though, because you can find out really quick.
Well, not when you have a Jeep that doesn't have any power or anything.
Oh, then yeah, you got to do it manually.
And I always forget the hatchback part.
Oh, dang.
Good to know.
Yeah. Well, it worked out handy once. I locked myself out of my car. And I'm like, crap. And I go to the back, and I'm like, oh, awesome. So I crawled in through the back.
I would have paid to see that. See, my little fob, it will lock the door, but sometimes it won't make the beep sound.
Mm-hmm.
So I get super paranoid. I'll just click it, and then just go back anyways and check to make sure all the doors are locked.
Oh, that's so surprising, because you don't have any OCD tendencies at all.
Wait, so if you eventually hear, though, the beeping sound, you'll still go and check?
No, because sometimes every now and then it won't beep for a couple days, and then it'll start beeping again. I don't know what's wrong with it. Yeah, it's kind of a bitch. So I have to go and check.
Well, they say the car matches the what?
Right.
Okay. Did I shut the front door?
Steve, shut the front door.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with us?
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Yes, of course I know if I shut the front door.
Do you, though?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
because I never open it.
Well, that's how you know you shut it. I have a front door that a lot of people don't know how to close. And so I do, but they don't. And if you don't close it the right way, it'll just swing open and you'll be like, I thought I closed that.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's an old door and I don't know why people can't figure it out, or I don't know why the door can't figure it out, but somebody should figure it out. How about, did I leave the stove or oven on?
Mm-hmm.
You have to use those, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have to worry. I never worry about that.
Yeah, I'm never really worried about that either.
I have a gas stove. So if anybody uses it, I immediately go into check mode and just make sure everything's in the off position. Somebody turned the light, like the convection part of my oven on, even though the oven itself wasn't on. And I heard noises in the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And I don't know. It must have been Sarah or I or somebody hit the button or whatever. But I thought, how long's this been on? And I opened the oven and it wasn't hot. So I thought, okay, maybe this is just whatever convection does. But luckily, nothing was broken.
I like this person. They're stressed. Did I clear my computer browser's history?
Hi.
Yes.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Firefighters in California said a man who was house-sitting for his parents tried to use a blowtorch to kill some spiders and set the home on fire. Oh, my God. The genius son he is.
What? I mean, the crazy thing is this is not the first time we've heard this story.
No.
This isn't... Once I read this, I was like, oh, this is an old news story. We've already talked about this. And then I look and see the date. And nobody learns from the stupidity of others, clearly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Somebody posted this on Facebook, and I thought it was a story we just talked about. And
because we did.
Yeah, it's a different story because he told firefighters, yeah, found some Black Widow spiders in the house, and I get it. Those are bad. He'd been trying to kill them with a blowtorch when he sparked the blaze. No injuries were reported from the fire, which damaged the second story of the home and the attic. And that's just what I want to come home to after I let my genius kid watch the house.
Although, if you're going to take out a spider, a blowtorch is the way to do it.
A Black Widow spider. I don't blame the guy.
How big are Black Widows?
They're one of the most deadliest spiders.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm looking at them, yeah.
Yeah, they bite you, and I don't just get a flu-like symptom situation. I die.
Yes. Ooh.
Yeah, Black Widows are nasty.
We don't want that.
No, we don't want that. Now, but that's when you call the exterminator. You just go, hey, I...
Well, what if this spider gets away?
Well,
you gotta think quick.
All you gotta do is tell them they're over here in this area, and they'll just blast the F out of the joint, I think.
Well, that's what he did. Just fire.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Fire. Fire!
Yeah. And like you said, Steve, not the only person that's done something like this. Last October.
Fire. Fire.
Bye-bye, spider.
This guy is an extreme Weasley, is what that guy is, for all you Harry Potter fans. So he does not like spiders. Last October, this Arizona fire department had to respond to a similar incident because a dude was attempting to use a propane torch to kill spiders under his family's mobile home. That lit the structure on fire. And look, it's one thing when you have a regular house, but you light your mobile home up. That's it.
Yep.
That thing's going to go.
I mean, that's poor Bubbles lost his home.
That's how.
Trailer Park Boys.
You're absolutely right. Poor Bubbles, man, lost his shed.
Damn it. Damn it, Ricky. You and your dope. Yeah, dude, I'm looking at the damage. Boy, that's going to be a dollar or two
to
fix.
I mean, again, my kid. But you have to know, right? You have to know your kid's that much of an idiot.
Well, I mean, we see adults doing it, too. People who don't know how to handle spiders.
Yeah.
It's rather entertaining to see people freak out about spiders.
I mean, I get it. If I saw a black widow, I'd be tripping. If I saw any big spider, I think probably I would just give it the benefit of the doubt. But you know me, I already have a battle with spiders. They're my sworn enemy.
I'm just thinking, like, what are some of the crazier things you would do or have done based on whatever phobia you guys have? Because in my head, like, freaking the hell out, not thinking about it, using fire to kill a spider, I could see myself possibly doing that in the moment.
I love that the firefighter over there says, we don't ever recommend using some type of a heating device like that to get rid of any vermin or spiders.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing out that.
Vicky, you're a fire bug, though. Vicky's already set fire to stuff in her life, so she, yeah. That's your go-to destructive element.
See, when it comes to spiders, I mean, I try and just catch them and let them out. But sometimes it's my wife's freaking out about it, or I mean, I've taken like a vacuum cleaner and just sucked it up.
Oh,
but then I have nightmares that they're gonna like come out of the vacuum cleaner and come find me in my bed.
Oh no, I clean out the vacuum cleaner.
Okay,
yeah, you just empty out that stuff into the garbage outside.
Empty it out into your the room of your best friend that's afraid of spiders.
One time we did have a spider that was pretty damn big. I mean, I don't know how, you know. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, we're still bigger than it, but it was freaking me out. It kind of looked like these black widow spiders that you guys are talking about, and I was just like, oh man. And this is giving me the heebie-jeebies. I was younger. I took my old hockey stick and covered the butt end of the hockey stick with the backside of duct tape. So the sticky side was out.
Oh, nice.
And I just jabbed at it and got it stuck on the duct tape. And then I realized, now I got to get this duct tape off so the spider stuff was stuck on me. It was a bad call.
That was a bad call. Well, that's why we have these traps that the exterminator brings, and they're sticky traps, just hoping you put them on the side of the walls in dark places, and you hope that all the black widows and everybody just go in because there's a smell or something. I don't know. So I don't think there's anything that attracts them. They just sort of go in there, and next thing you know, they're stuck.
Well, no. A lot of people are saying that you can't die. You're not going to die from a black widow spider, BJ.
Really? I thought they're fatal.
It says most healthy people won't die from a black widow's bite. They can kill you, but it's unusual. Kids, old people, and weak people.
Old people.
Got two or three.
Yeah. Dude, seriously, and I think like a kid, so I think it's 3 out of 3.
Okay, there you go.
I'm in trouble.
So he says my wife's coworker set her backyard fence on fire trying to kill a spider with a blowtorch.
Again, you really shouldn't use fire to fight these little guys, okay? That's not a good idea.
Scorpions would freak me out.
Oh, my buddy
That's
just...
why I couldn't live in Arizona.
He just put one on Facebook, my buddy. It was on a plate.
No.
He was just like, I don't know, he pulled a plate out of his, I guess, his kitchen, you know, where the hutch, and there was Sammy the Scorpion just hanging there.
Is it the same guy that we know, BJ? That does the scorpion thing, because I know a guy who lives down there as well, and I think we both know him, who there's so many scorpions that he had a kill count for a summer. And it was in like the 20s.
Yeah, I remember that guy too. This is a different guy, but I know the guy you're talking about too, Rev. Yeah. Well, I have a few friends that just live in scorpion country, and it's just...
All of Phoenix is scorpion country. Yep. You literally walk out there with a black light, and they just glow green at night. And
I couldn't do it. I would never open a window. I probably would never leave my house. I would duct tape all the cracks.
I lived in Phoenix for 2.5 years, never saw one.
What?
I can't believe it. I shook the boots out, all my shoes out like you're supposed to. Danny, I know because everybody told me how much they saw them. I don't know how I missed the scorpions. Like, I hit spiders are biting me every year, but I didn't get one scorpion that I remember seeing at all. And I don't know if my kids ever saw scorpions either while we lived in Phoenix. But
somebody said, Danny, in New Mexico, we had vinegaroons.
Oh, those are huge spiders. If I know what they're talking about. Let me see.
Vinegaroons?
Oh, my gosh. It looks like a scorpion spider.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
It looks like the logo on Spider-Man's chest.
Oh, it sprays acid, too.
Yeah. Oh, it sprays acid. Nice. It's a spidery scorpion that sprays acid.
It's like a drug dealer.
It's a supervillain.
They're the weirdest things that you've ever seen.
Wow. That does look really weird.
And I don't remember seeing those in Phoenix, but you have in New Mexico.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Damn.
They're everywhere.
And I'm trying to be cool with spiders because, I mean, they do kill all the other bugs that we don't want, the pests. But I have a rule. If I can't reach you, I'm not going to kill you or trap you. I'm not going to go out of my way. So if you're up on the ceiling, but I did that once in my kitchen, and this effer came down to my stairs. I was like, crap, now I can reach you. I have to get rid of you. And I tried to trap it.
Yeah.
This effort jumped on me.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh, and I go down screaming down the stairs like a crazy person and just rolling, trying to get it off me. And yeah, no. Nope.
I have these I found some plastic spiders in my garage when we were cleaning out. Vicky was helping. Oh, it was so much fun.
evil person.
I just threw them at Vicky every time. And she knows they're plastic spiders, but she didn't care.
But, like, what if the one time he's able to catch a spider and throw it on me?
Or a spider's hanging out with the plastic ones, knowing that BJ's doing that. Like, right. Oh, this is my chance to get to Vicky because she's going to think I'm just a plastic toy.
Exactly. Playing possum as a spider. Nice.
One person says, when I lived in Florida, you had to check your mailbox before you stuck your hand in. Because scorpions would get in there at night.
In Florida?
Yeah.
I don't know what part of Florida he was in. I lived in Florida. I didn't know we had scorpions down there. I lived in the Jacksonville area.
Maybe scorpions are scared of you, man.
Could be.
Because another person I'm with you, BJ, lived in Phoenix for 3 years. Never saw a scorpion.
See, in Florida, I was worried about the gators. You know, if there were scorpions, like, I'm sorry, but we have like little baby gators living in our pond in our housing development. I don't need to worry about scorpions. I need to worry about those, man, right there.
There are three types of scorpions that live in Florida, but none of them are going to be fatal stings.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah,
right.
It'll just hurt like hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, what's a little pain?
I remember the first time going to Phoenix, thinking that the scorpions were going to look like black and kind of big and stuff, and they were just like the little translucent ones.
Oh,
and
like the goldish, brownish, translucent-y guys. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was really surprised that that's what they look like.
And they blend in, dude.
It's so good.
All with the desert and that same color. Next thing you know, you got a scorpion on your sack. Careful, boys. Wow.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 to 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.